This is Metamorphity. This podcast is for reflection and education only. It's not a substitute for therapy or medical care. If anything you hear feels overwhelming or unsafe, just simply pause and seek support from a qualified professional or a trusted guide. And let's continue. Hello, this is Patrick Ryan from Metamorphity.com. Welcome to Shadow as Teacher, Reclaiming the Hidden Self. This is episode one, Meeting the Shadow. Now, let's be honest. When people hear the word shadow, they usually think of something negative, darkness, shame, a part of us we'd rather keep hidden. And sure, shadow can be uncomfortable, but in this series, I want us to treat it differently, not as the enemy, but as a guide, one that can help us reclaim the parts of ourselves we've pushed aside. So what is shadow? Carl Jung gave us a simple, enduring definition. Shadow is that which we do not wish to be. It's the part of ourselves we repress, deny, or simply can't admit. The traits we push out of awareness because they feel unacceptable, dangerous, or don't fit with the image we want to show the world. For one person, shadow may hold anger. For another, vulnerability. For someone else, sexuality, ambition, or joy. The point isn't whether these qualities are bad. Many of them aren't. The point is that at some stage in our life, we learned they weren't safe. And here's the twist. Shadow isn't just about what we dislike. It's also the unlived life, the creativity we downplay, the leadership we avoid, the intuition we ignore, the play, the love, the joy, all those gifts that felt too risky to express when we were younger often end up hidden there too. So shadow is both our darkness and our brilliance. It's the treasure chest of what we've disowned. Back in my early coaching years, I thought I'd left anger behind. After all, I'd been a monk. I saw myself as calm, compassionate, above anger. But of course, anger didn't disappear. It leaked out. A sharp comment here, withdrawal there. It wasn't until I faced it directly that I realized anger wasn't trying to harm me. It was trying to protect me. It was my boundary setter. That's when I started to see shadow not as something to get rid of, but as something to listen to. Many of us learned early what God has accepted and what didn't. We were praised for being quiet or helpful, maybe shamed for being loud or needy or too much. So we adjusted. We put those parts of ourselves in storage, so to speak. It wasn't malicious, it was survival. But the cost is, years later, we're split. One part of us looks good on the outside, the other waits in the basement of the psyche, still alive, still wanting to be known. So what's the problem with ignoring it? Well, here's the tricky part. Shadow doesn't stay quiet. Repressed anger shows up as irritability or health issues. Buried vulnerability shows up as coldness. Dismissed ambition comes out as envy. And on a larger scale, whole societies project their unwanted qualities onto others. Scapegoating, othering, blaming. Shadow ignored becomes the shadow acted out. That's why Jung warned, until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you'll call it fate. Think about people who irritate you the most, or the qualities you most admire in others. Often both are mirrors. One shows us what we don't want to admit about ourselves. The other shows us what we haven't yet claimed. That's shadow at work. It teaches by reflecting. There's an old myth. A treasure is hidden in a dark cave guarded by a dragon. The meaning is obvious. What we want most is usually hidden where we least want to look. Shadow is like that. At first, it looks like a monster, but if you face it, you discover the gift it's been guarding. So why does shadow matter? Well, here's why this work is worth doing. Anger, when integrated, becomes good boundaries. Vulnerability becomes intimacy. Ambition becomes purpose. Grief becomes compassion. And even fear becomes courage. Every shadow carries a gift. Every hidden part is a teacher. So here, at the start of this series, I want you to hold on to one idea. Shadow isn't against you, it's for you. In the upcoming episodes, We'll explore how shadow hides behind masks and projections, and how fear shapes it, how it lives in relationships and in culture, and most importantly, how we can begin to integrate it, not to become perfect, but to become whole. For now, just notice. Notice what stirs in you when you hear the word shadow. Notice who triggers you. Notice who you admire. Both are clues. Because shadow, when welcomed, doesn't destroy us. It teaches us how to be more fully ourselves. This is Patrick from Metamorphity.com. I'll see you in the guided meditation.